Hi, I'm John Ludlow. I'm Head of Press Public Affairs at Citizens Advice.
Right. So what were some of the key issues that really touched you this morning or that you feel like you want to comment on?
Well, I mean, I think the key issues are around how our people, how vulnerable people in particular, survive in this economic environment, how we move forward and how we do the best for our clients, basically.
So have you been involved in any like social policy campaigning?
Oh, I mean, I've been involved in lots of social policy campaigns, particularly around welfare reform, around legal aid recently. A lot of stuff really at the moment is about funding, I'm afraid. It's all in this present climate. It's coming down to how we fund the future of the service of Bureau. Very, very important. Because if we're going to play a part in the recovery, play a part in big society as the government wants us to, then we need to be properly funded. So we're looking at the funding of Citizens Advice itself, the central body. We're looking at the funding of Bureau, particularly through local authorities. It's essential. In order to do this work, to advice work, to social policy work, the Bureau are properly funding. And at the moment, they're facing a cut, an average cut of well over 10%, with some Bureau facing possible closure. So it's very important to get that right if we're going to carry on doing the social policy work we're doing. And also cuts to legal aid, cuts to the Financial Inclusion Fund, which gives money for face-to-face debt advice. So the absolutely crucial thing is that we're able to fund these services in the future, and social policy fits on top of that. So unless we can properly fund, we can't take on the important issues.
And so what are the new things that you're being asked to do? Because the services are going to change, is that right?
Well, I mean, the big area, in many ways, we're one of the few bodies that are being asked to take on a bigger role. And we're very, very flattered by that, and that's terrific, and we're very, very positive about it. It's particularly in the area of consumer advocacy and support. So within consumer empowerment, which is one of the government's big aims, we're playing the chief part. So that will we already do a lot of work around consumer empowerment, to be fair, and consumer support, but it'll be a much bigger brief, and that will filter through to Bureau as well. We're working with the government to work out exactly what that is, but we're taking on the role of pre-existing organisations such as Consumer Focus. So it's a big expanded consumer role for us, and that means a lot more work, a lot more for less, as they say, less money and more work. But you know, we're up to it, but it's a challenge, certainly.
Do you think that technology can help with that? Do you think the internet can help?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We're going to have to use the internet, we're going to have to use those electronic communication means. It's a way particularly younger people are accessing advice anyhow. But in order to get to more people, we're going to have to do that. So we're looking at ways in which we can engage more people using modern technology, definitely.
And with yesterday's debate, they talked about sometimes technology, like the internet, can be a hindrance, and it can, you know, vulnerable people such as the elderly might not be able to have access.
Well,
so how would you challenge that argument?
That's absolutely true. And we mustn't simply assume that because we have access and we use the internet every day, that other people do. My mother doesn't, for instance. And she wouldn't have a clue, to be fair to her. And that's relatively typical. So some of the very people we're trying to get through to, vulnerable people, the elderly, our group, that don't have that access, don't have that mindset. So we have to make sure that we still have that face-to-face advice continually. We can't simply move everything onto modern technology. Maybe one day.
Yeah.
But that's the future.
Do you think that the increasing use of that would mean that also empowers them in other areas? So if people can come and learn to access services that way, it can help them in other ways.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. It would open up a whole world, and it should be encouraged, very much so. But I know my parents, and it's a generation, their 70s, 80s, it's difficult. There is a barrier, but very much it would open up a whole bunch of worlds, really, not just one world to them. Very much to be encouraged. So where it can be encouraged, we should encourage it.
Thanks so much. And what are you hoping to get out of the rest of the day from the workshop?
It's just learning about what's going on, what people are doing, particularly in Bureau, how they're engaging, because a lot of what we do in the centre is about helping, encouraging local Bureau to engage with their MPs and with their local media, because a lot of leverage is through that local angle. And so just learning what people in various parts of the country are doing you know, in terms of social policy, in terms of engaging others. And so it's a learning process for us as well. So it's really about picking up on a few tips from them.
Fantastic. I hope you have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Cheers.